All right, Torico, we getting ready to come to you, baby. You ready? All right, let's get it. Hold on. Stop the music. Stop. Oh, yes. Welcome to the show. www.chainsentertainment.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I really appreciate it. We live, man. We are live. Yes, indeed, we are live with the one and only Torico. I know y'all heard that song. Y'all remember that joint by Phil Mob? Don't act. Don't play. Torico. What's up, baby?
I'm here. How are you?
What's happening? Thanks for tuning in to the show. Thanks for calling into the show, I should say. And thanks, everybody out there, for tuning in to this live, direct artist interview with the one and only Torico. She's here in the building.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We got a lot of ground to cover. We got a lot, not too much time to do, but we're going to go ahead and get to it. So.
Okay. I'm ready.
First of all, in case anyone may be listening to the interview, anyone tuning in right now may not know who you are, I'd like for you to formally introduce yourself and let them know what they've been slipping on. Go ahead, Ma.
Well, obviously you just played the first song that introduced me to the world. I am the voice behind Sick of Being Lonely, which is still my biggest hit to date. That song went on to receive Grammy nominations. We toured the country and really jump-started my career. Fast forwarding to today, I've written for Monica, Snoop Dogg, Rick Ross, Jeezy, Tierra Marie. I just released my first studio album last summer called A Beautiful Mess, and I'm working on my second album, Temporary Forever, and I'm also celebrating the recent release of my newest single, Play Dumb. I am a recording artist at A1 Music Group and a published songwriter at Warner Chapel. So that's me in a nutshell. Hi, world.
Hello.
Can I just say for the record that since we first met, I really think that you are the sound effects master, because you did that live broadcast interview at the what was that, DJ Corrupt's birthday
yes.
party, and
yes.
You had me in tears. Like, I wasn't even ready for the sound effects. You just had them ready to go, and I just love it.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll appreciate it. I'll try to add a little something snazzy over here to the show. Do a little something different. Try to think outside the box. Outside of the box. So, anyway.
Right.
I just, like you just said, we just recently met. So, I haven't been up on your catalog of music and everything. But I did have a chance to go over to iamtorica.com.
Mm-hmm.
Message! Did have a chance to go over there. Might want to do it yourself. And your grind is crazy. You know what I'm saying? You've been at it for a minute. Very nice site, by the way. We're big on artists with great websites. You don't understand. You don't understand. We're big on artists with websites that look like something. Okay, because a lot of times cats get on here and they tell you to go, go check out my suchsuch.com and blah blah blah. Like, homie, you was better off giving your Twitter out, homie. Really. Seriously. You're killing yourself over here, pimping. Really.
Aw, thank you.
So I'm glad that you actually have a website that's worth looking at, you know what I'm saying, and worth trolling around. And I stood over there for a minute and just read up on you and seen everything that was going on. And again, congratulations. You really are. You really have been doing your thing. You know, you really have been grinding for a minute. And I guess I've been slipping, you know what I'm saying? But you never know. Sometimes it's hard to cross the path of an indie artist, you know, which I don't know if you necessarily technically qualify as an indie. You do, but you're a high level indie. It's levels to this shit, bitches. Okay, first of all, want to make sure we remind everybody.
Oh my god,
it's levels
thank
to
you
this
so
shit.
Much.
Okay, you got your regulars and then you got your Torkas. Okay, maybe she's not Beyonce yet, but she's not. Bitch, she ain't doing open mics. Okay, we passed that. Your Torka. Okay.
Listen. Thank you for acknowledging that.
Yes.
Because definitely, I've had mainstream success, and it's difficult for me because people look at me like, oh, she's already made it, she's already on top, so they feel like I'm there already. And then there are people who have never even heard of me, so I'm always constantly trying to reposition myself and let people discover who I am and get new fans and just new eyes and ears on my music, on my sound, my brand, my images. So yes, you're right, it's definitely a grind daily to try and get to the next level, for sure.
Absolutely.
So that's dope that you said that.
It is. It's the grind. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, since we just met, and I'm pretty sure that, I like doing interviews with sometimes I just meet people and we get them on K100 and they don't know my background. They don't know anything about me or how K100, came to be, but I'm an artist. You know, a lot of people don't know when I first meet them, they meet me as K100 Radio. So they're like, oh, he's just a host and a program director, but actually I'm an artist. I've been out. I've got albums out. I'm listed all over the internet with Pandora from anywhere you can name it. Much like you, I've had a lot of success as an independent artist. You know what I'm saying? Collaborating with a lot of different people and songwriting for people. And people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I meet them. They're like, I never even knew that you rap. You know, and they all of a sudden they be like, yeah, I dropped a video and they be like, what the fuck, you rap? Oh, I didn't know that. And it's because they met me at K1. They met me doing this first since I've been doing this. And so telling you, I can totally relate to people looking at you one way. I'm from a small town from Panama City, Florida, and I can relate to people looking at you and saying, whoa, you are on. You've done this, this, and this, and you've got this going on. You are on. And then we go out to these industry events, and people like, nigga, wait in line with security behind the velvet rope, looking at us like, nigga, you didn't match your dress code or some shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy. It's like when you're at the level where you've had marginal success, but then you haven't taken off, it's a balance to it. And people don't understand how hard that is because it's like you can taste it. You can touch it. You can grab it, but then they just snatch it back from you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, yeah, you're a star. No, fuck that. Not yet. Just stand over there and wait. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's tough. So, want to make sure we get into the music. And I am so, I'm telling you now, Torica, let me stop the music. Let me stop the background music. See, me and Torica already got problems.
This is serious.
This is serious. Let me stop. See, me and Torica already got problems. First thing is, she liked my Instagram post but didn't follow me back. But she corrected that already. You got that under control. It's the first thing. Congratulations on that fix. Now, second thing is,
yes, Torica, you got me together. Okay.
Torica has a banger. A banger that she performed the first time I met her, first time I saw her at Corrupt Sparta, she performed a banger. I requested that I get that song so I can play the banger. But I got another song that's really great, and we're going to play that one too, and I like it. But the banger is not ready to be released yet, and she's got some stuff that she has to clear and samples and all this technical stuff. It's like, we don't care. This is Pirate Radio. We want to play the shit. We don't care. We break rules daily over here, but okay. Okay.
I know.
I just wanted to let you know that this is the platform that if you want to say fuck it, this is the platform to say fuck it. Just in speech reference.
Okay, gotcha.
Gotcha. Okay, back to the music. Now.
I love it.
My producer's looking like, what are you talking? Yeah, it's true. You know we don't care. We just jack shit all the time over here. Okay, look, so, but anyway, we got two great songs. We got the Play Dumb song, and that's a whole nother discussion, Torica. And we're going to get into that on the air, and we're going to talk about how you hating. How you hating in that song.
Aww,
you are hating on, you are hating on all us. You are hating on all us players. You are hating on all us club max and all us parking lot pimps. Okay? But we'll talk about it.
No, I'm not.
I know you're not. I know you do, but you just don't really. You're just not falling for our game, and we can't. You, it's like we know you're not a hater, but since you're a hater by default because you don't, you're not falling for the trap. It's like people,
I'm a hater by default. I've never been called a hater by default.
A hater by default. I'm a hater by default because I'm a hater by default when I call whack ass rappers whack. When I say your music is whack and you niggas, you should be fucking doing nursery, teaching nursery school. And instead of rapping, and then people call me a hater. It's because this my I'm a hater because you're whack. It happens all the time at K100. Anyway,
yes.
We'll get back to the interview. Look, Torica.
Okay.
First of all,
yes.
I'd like to. Who have you worked with in the industry that people don't know about? What if we know you did the Field Mob joint, and that's one of my favorite songs. Field Mob is one of the most slept on groups ever in the South. First of all. Secondly, that's one of
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're extremely talented. You're right.
It was just ridiculous how their whole career just went, and I was just they to me they were another outcast, and things just went left. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, but and that was one of my favorite songs by them. That was the commercial hit that I was like, that's the one that should take them over the top, and who knows what happened. But anyway, who else have you worked with that's on the level? You know, I don't like people to name drop per se, but you know, it's not about name dropping. It's about accomplishments. You know, what else have you done? Who else have you worked with?
Well, I did three songs with Snoop Dogg, a.k.a. Snoop Lion. So Big Uncle Snoop, shout out to him.
Sure.
He is, like, for someone to be so accomplished, he is one of the most humbling, like, most humbled individuals I've ever worked with. Like I said in my intro, I wrote a song for Monica on her Still Standing album. She's also a very humble, very down-to-earth, very sweet person. Just outside of being an artist, she's just a nice, good, wholesome person.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with them, and, you know, both of them are very accomplished. So every time I go in the studio to write for somebody or write with somebody, I always try to learn something from them. I always try to sit down and just talk to them and pick their brains. Because I feel like, you know, I'm a student of the game, so I always want to improve, and I'm not where I want to be. So, of course, if I'm in the room with someone who's, you know, multi-award-winning or chart-topping, I always want to get advice from them. And one thing that Snoop told me is never compromise who you are as an artist for success. He was like, you're going to be successful because you're dope. You don't have to not be yourself to please other people. Just people will automatically, you know, eventually come around and they'll see you for who you are.
You know,
so
what?
I always take that with me with everything I do.
And I just want to applaud that advice. I do. This is the thing over here at K100 Radio Torica. Of course, you know, as you well know, we just now started getting to the point where we play the majors and stuff. You know what I'm saying? We play the major mm-hmm. artists and everything, you know, just to give it some balance because we're 24/7 now. And we can't just play indie all day. No one would ever tune in. You know what I'm saying? It's the truth.
Right.
All right? So we have to, you know, it is what it is. So we have this conundrum over here where we have the rappers. Now, not necessarily R&B artists. You guys are good with being able to do you. But with the hip-hop artists, it could be, it's like if he told a hip-hop artist that, it's like, it seems like now he goes in one ear and out the other because everybody, especially in the hip-hop side of it, feels like they have to sound and do what's hot and make something that sounds like this in order to fit in order to blow up. And then, you know, people always tell you all the time, you have A&Rs, quote unquote, well, that's what they call themselves. Who knows what they really are. Say, you need to do something that sounds like that. Or do something that sounds like this lane in order to so the people can because that's what they used to, that's what's hot, that's what's popping right now, you know, and then you can give them that on the album, and it's like, so your single comes out and it sounds like in your, I don't know, we can translate over to you, it comes out sounding like I don't know, Sierra or whoever, some R&B artist is already out or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's not you, it's not what you do, right? And they tell you that's the model for success. You know, you have DJs that tell you that, like, look, I can't play it because I can't take a I can't break a risk record. This because they're all scared now. They all you know none of the DJs break records anymore. They just do playlists and follow suit. A lot of them, not all of them.
Right.
Shout out to DJ Corrupt who breaks records. But still, but when someone says that to you, because Snoop to me, I love what Snoop told you, and as a person that's an artist and a producer myself, that's what I do. Which is probably why I'm doing radio and I'm not at the BET Awards. So, that's how it happens in rap. You have to be a clone to blow up. Anyway, what do you think about that? What do you think about the fact that people, I know you've heard that before. I know you've heard it. You've got to make a song that sounds like blah, A, B, blah, in order to take off.
Right. I mean, I definitely feel that my, not rebellion against, you know, compromising my sound to fit in with everybody has hurt me, but it's definitely affected my progress in terms of my brand and me being like a global, you know, world-renowned artist. I just don't feel comfortable doing something that's not me. Like, I really am an artist. Like, every day I wake up, I go to sleep. I'm an artist 24/7. So I'm not a singer. I'm not a person that's just trying to be famous, or I'm not somebody that's seeking popularity. I really love doing music, and I would do it for free if I didn't get paid to do it. And it's just one of those things that I know for a fact that if I just continue to be myself and be persistent, when the time is right, I'll be in a position to really come out into the world and people really discover who I am. So I just don't feel comfortable, you know, putting on an outfit that I wouldn't want to wear, or singing a song, or singing about something, or singing in a way that's not me. Like, I just can't identify with that. I'm too real for that. So, and I've gotten a lot of fans, and I have a lot of fans, and a lot of people are gravitating to my music, so I know that I'm doing something right. And the first song I ever did in the business got me a Grammy nomination, so I know that I know what I'm doing. Like, I'm not just, this is not for fun. Like, this is not a fad. It's not a trend. I love this. This is what I do. It's who I am. And I feel like so much of what I do is who I am, that if I change that, then I'm altering who I am. And I really can't do that. I can't go to sleep at night knowing that I'm, you know, projecting this imagery or this persona that's not real. I just can't do that. So,
well, kudos.
Hats off to people that can. I just personally cannot.
Yeah, kudos to you for that. You feel me? I mean, really, because, I mean, honestly, I don't know, man. It's just like, that's what, I don't know. I'm so sick of, and I hear people tell, like, you know, New Jack indie artists that, you know, you, they can't tell you that. You've been in the game. You've been around the block. You're going to do you. I met you, your personality, you're not going to be dominated like that. You're not going to be told what to do. But you realize there's so many, there's some little girl who could be the next biggest phenomenon, who's going to change, and, you know, who's going to listen to that. And this is what they're actually teaching, and this is the model that they want you to believe and buy into. And I think that's just tragic, all the way around for music. And it seems like it's only in urban music, in our music. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah,
well,
you got to.
Well, no, that's not true. That's not true that it's only in urban music.
You don't think so?
Look at the pop side.
Well, yeah, pop. Yeah, well, pop. I call pop urban though. I call pop urban. I mean, I pop isn't rap or R&B. True, but I'd be kind of judged now because now the line is so blurred. You know what I'm saying? With pop, like, it's like, I don't even know. You got Molly twerking and shit all on stage and fucking all kind of ridiculous shit. I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't know what pop is anymore.
But that's not about music. That's about popularity and fame. So she's using that to draw attention to herself as an artist. So the twerking and the whole, you know, she's tapping into, I guess she's the white Rihanna now. Like, she's trying to be this badass, good girl gone bad. But really, that's not about the music, that part of it. You know, I think she's actually a talented artist, but what she fails to realize is she doesn't have to do all of that to get attention as an artist, just because she's already been on that platform. But really with her, I think, you know, I don't know her personally, but just knowing that she's trying to dispel this whole Disney, you know, goody-goody.
I think it's a drug, Torica. Let's keep it 100. Let's keep it 100. It's the drugs. Drugs.
Honestly, I don't really think it's drugs.
You don't think it's drugs?
I think she's just obsessed with not being this Disney act and this Disney star. Like, she's trying to just be completely the opposite of what everyone has been introduced to her as. Honestly.
You might be
but,
right.
You know,
or choice B, the drugs. Now, we're going to get ready to get into the music. You know what I'm saying? We get ready to play. I don't know which one I want to, because we, of course, if you listen to K100, anyone listening to the show, if anyone listening to K100 knows that Play Dumb has already been in rotation, the joint that you got. And we're going to play that one, of course. We've been really.
You've been going in on that.
Yeah,
thank
we've
you.
Showing some love. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I was way impressed, by the way. If you ever get a chance to check this young lady out live, I suggest you hang around. You know what I'm saying? I told you when we interviewed you at the party where I met you at. The way you came on the stage and the way you just stood up there and struck a fucking pose, I'm like, oh, is she finna Vogue? What is she finna do? Is she finna model? I ain't know what she's about to do. I ain't know you gonna sing or what. It's just how you came up there and you was like, pow! And like, motherfucker, this is me and I'm a star, bitches. Look at me. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't help but stare. I was like hypnotized. Like, what you finna do, y'all? What you finna do? You know what I'm saying? And then...
But you know what? I only have one time to make an impression. So I may never see any of those people in that room again. So hopefully, you know, I made an impression enough on them that they'll follow me and they'll, you know, keep up with my career. So I put my all into my shows. Like, I don't care if it's 5 people, 1,000 people, 5,000 people, 500,000. I really feel like, you know, somebody is watching and I've got to win them over because I want them to become fans of my music for sure.
And, well, let's go ahead and clear the air on that that's true, because the fact that you're here, well, there you have it. No, seriously, you're here right now because I was impressed with the show. I didn't have to do this interview, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? I had the song already. I was like, I'll show some love. But if it would have been, I keep it 100. If your show would have been 9 hours, I mean, you know, we worked out things with Corrupt that we was going to show some love to any artist that came out for the party anyway on some spins. But as far as the interview or whatever, you're here right now because I was impressed. Make no mistake about it.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? Make no mistake. I don't want anybody to get that misconstrued because there's a whole bunch of other motherfuckers there and ain't none of their asses been over here yet. True. No disrespect.
You keep the 100. No pun intended.
No disrespect. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and play Dumb first because I want to break. I'm going to go ahead and play Dumb in case somebody may be listening. Or, of course, you know, this is being recorded. We're going to throw this up on their website and on the SoundCloud and everything. So when people are listening, maybe they hadn't heard the Play Dumb joint. You know what I'm saying? Because people don't tune in, you know, tune in when they can. We're in the radio. So
exactly.
We're going to go into this one, all right? And this is why. This is where Torica inadvertently, she's not a hater, she's a lovely person, but this is where Torica inadvertently hates on every parking lot pimp in America. Everybody trying to get some smash on after the club. Torica is cock blocking to the max with this song, and she don't even know.
Oh my gosh, I can't breathe. I'm a hater by default. Please check out my brand new single, Play Dumb, right here on K100 Radio. If you hear it on K100, you know it's fire.
True that. We're going to go ahead and get into it. Turn up!
To my heart, all I know is that I can't get everything.
Yep. You know what I want. Don't you, Tori?
I know what you want, but I'm trying to say don't.
I know, but you know, but you know what I want. They always know what we want, fellas. This sound is what the end of the night should end like. But does it end like this? Your night wasn't success, pimping. It just wasn't a success.
That's not true. Don't say that. You are putting the wrong message out to the world. That doesn't always have to be the immediate end result. Because some people find, you know, the person they're going to be with, the one, that night. So
really?
You can kind of ruin that by rushing through the process.
Tarka.
Yeah. Some men are too impatient.
I know, but seriously, 3 a.m. in the club after a couple of shots of Hennessy and Waffle House, that's the sound we want to hear. Seriously. 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 Okay, look. fellas, and anybody listening to the show, fellas, I'm telling you, if you're listening to this, if you're just listening and you've never saw Torica, trust me, the last thing on your mind is going to be what she's talking about. The first thing on your mind is going to be exactly what I'm talking about. If you ever see her in person, fellas, trust me, as a heterosexual male and representing for all heterosexual males, this is the sound. The first time we look at you, in the back of our mind, in the back, we may be professional. I'm a professional, Torica. I am. I am a pro at this shit. I do this shit, okay? Okay, understand this.
Yes,
but what I'm trying to get you
to understand,
I am. Even though I cuss on the air, it's because I'm on internet radio. If I was on XM, I'd do the same thing. I'd tone it down if I was on FM, but I'm not. I have free reign to do what I want to do here, so I just talk plain speak, okay? Listen to me.
Right.
I'm professional. I was impressed by your show. You're here because of your show. But in the back of my mind, when I saw you, See, and actually, it's because I'm a guy. It's because we're guys, Torica. It's because what we are. It's our DNA. When we see an attractive woman, even though we can hold off and be professional and not go there and not actually hit on you or whatever, which I've never hit on you, I don't think ever. You know what I'm saying? I only met you once, and I don't
right.
think I hit on you none that night. And I was actually tipsy, so that was good of me. Shout out to me.
Well, basically, all the fellas that are listening, you guys can see me on Instagram at Torica Music.
At Torica
That's
Music.
Right.
Go look at her pictures, man. Go look at her pictures. As a matter of fact, if you want to find her, you're already following me on there. If you're following me on there, I just put up a post about this whole interview. So all you got to do is click it, and you go right to her. I don't know if she's going to follow you back, though. I don't know. We iffy on that one. 50-50 chance, fellas.
Well, as an artist, I can't follow everybody back.
No,
I do try to follow most people back.
I know. She's going to follow me back, though. It's going to be hell to pay. Okay. Next song. The next one, I haven't heard this one because I like to, like, when I'm doing interviews and stuff, I be wanting to hear the song at the same time with the people. You know what I'm saying? Make every, you know, y'all, we're
right.
in this thing together. Next joint is called Two Hearts. It's featuring Young Breed, right?
That is correct.
All right.
I love this song. It's off of my debut studio album, The Beautiful Mess. And I still want to shoot a video for this record. And it's a few other songs in that album that I want to still push as singles because they're just dope songs and they just feel good. And this song is one of my favorite songs off the album. For sure. Shout out to Young Breed, Triple T, MMT in the building.
True that. Also, you've got some videos and stuff out. Go to the website again. Go to the website, all right?
IamTorica.com.
Yeah, go over there. She got a video that we actually posted. Torica, it's called Need a Break. It's a nice video, pretty nice video. All right?
Thank you.
Saw that one, like
Thank
that
you,
one.
Baby.
All right? But this is the second joint we're going to play. This is called Two Hearts. And it's featuring Young Breed right here on K100 Internet Radio. You're not rocking with the best of them. www.chainersentertainment.com/K100 Radio. Hit us up on Twitter at K100_radio. You can hit Torica up at Torica, at Torica, at Torica. All right. Follow her on Instagram at Torica Music. This is the new joint that we got right here with Clint.
Yep,
do it. Two hearts. Let's go. Turn up.
Leaning over trying to peep a few checks. Never seen so many zeros going cardiac arrest. A heart ain't enough, you gon' probably need a set. Take a bottle to the head and pop them off of the neck. Running like a wild wolf, money got a mind shit. Paper in my kitchen, you ever seen a dime cool? This I shine, look, love go a long way. Counting all these coins, so it's gonna be a long day. Smoked out, can't see a thing through these damn shades. I could scoop your girl and knock her down before the song change.
performing for your love on the wrong thing. She don't just ride, she gon' sit them on the wrong thing.
Ain't nobody perfect,
no,
but you're the closest to me.
Oh,
at least that's how I see it.
Yeah,
can't nobody tell me different.
No,
come home and I want him
home.
Pulling up in something foreign,
crown.
Kill the lights, I'm performing.
We going at it in the morning.
Everything you do to me, how you make me feel, baby. I love you, got everything I need.
Dig it. And I'm pretty sure the guy's going to be like, I wish I had two of y'all. Can you imagine having two Torkas? She already bad, fellas. What if we had two of them? Oh, two of them?
Oh, thank you.
Can we get two Torkas? Oh, check that out.
I think honestly, you should be adding comedian to your resume because you are so funny.
Thank
like,
you.
I just been laughing the whole time. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I try to be entertaining. Maybe I missed my calling. I don't know. It was the music's fault. The music is me. I missed all kind of stuff. I could have been in rocket science. Let my mama tell it. Who knows? Don't nobody know. She don't know. I don't know. You don't know me. You can do it. You can do it. All right. Well, anyway.
Did you like that song?
Yes. I like that song. I like that and Play Dumb are like in the same lane. Hold on. My background music. Where's my, oh, there it is. That one in Play Dumb, it's not the same song. You're not talking about the same thing, but the same lane of I guess, I don't even want to say production because the production's not the same, but it still sounds, you know, on those two, you sound more of a pop artist than an R&B artist on those two songs. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, those are very commercial
joints. I have a very versatile range. But one thing I do try to do with all of my songs is it has to be about something. It has to be some kind of substance. Even if it's a song that can play in the club, it could be about being in the club, but it has to have a message. Like, it can't just be, you know, about nothing. So I definitely try to write music that people can relate to. And I'm sure someone has been in love so much so with someone that they wish they had another heart to love that person. So
yeah. Wish you had two of them, you know what I'm saying? So you can love them twice as much. I get it. I get it. We ain't ride a short bus over here, Torica. We got it. We understand. We understand. We got you. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but there's maybe somebody out there who didn't really get the concept, so I try to explain it.
I
know. Just to make sure it's clear.
I know.
The message went
through.
Sad. You know, it goes over. Some people
can. Oh, no. It's a lot of people that won't get it, probably. That's the problem. That's the problem with hip-hop and R&B right now. That is the problem. All right. Well, anyway, we're winding down. We're getting ready to wind down the interview. I had a great time. Did you have a good time, Tori?
I had an amazing time. I wish we could have two of these so I could feel this all over again.
I got that. That was slick. That was slick. You should add radio hosting your resume, Mom. You should add radio. That was called a lead-in. I led you right into that, and you just, pow, you nailed it. Shit. Perfect.
Thank you. I definitely want to, once I decide to hang up my artist boots, I definitely would love to have a career in radio or television, like being an anchor on Entertainment Tonight or Access Hollywood or have my own show. I have a lot to say. I have a lot to talk about.
I know, right? Maybe you come over to K100 Radio. You never know. Just saying. With that Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil Pinky.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make some moves. All right. What's the plans we need to know before we get up out of here? First of all, we need to know, again, for the 100th time, how they can get in contact with you, and what's the plans? Where are you going to be performing? Where are you going to be? What's going on with Torica in the very near future so we can let the people know?
Yes. People can follow me on Twitter at Torica, at Torica. They can follow me on Instagram at Torica Music, spelled just like it sounds. And they can check out my website, iamtorica.com. They can download Play Dumb on iTunes right now. Not now, but right now. I'm working on my sophomore album. It's called Temporary Forever. I will be releasing a video for Play Dumb soon, and I'll be releasing a new single soon. My next show is in New York. I'm performing for Vibe Magazine and PalTV.net. It's going to be a really big show. So I'm really excited about that. I don't know as far as my Atlanta shows when they're coming up, but I will make sure I keep you guys in the loop.
Keep us in the loop. We've got some things we've got planned. We're going to contact some people and talk to some people about Torica because I'm doing some stuff that we got planning coming up around here. We want to remind everybody that this is A3C Weekend. A3C Weekend right here in Atlanta, Georgia, and K100 Radio will be all over the place. As I speak, I'm actually doing like multitasking, getting ready to get up out of here and go down and snatch up my media passes, and I'll be all over the place for the A3C events this weekend. We'll be doing a live broadcast from the SEC Hip Hop Series stage, of course, with Lil Scrappy, Trouble, DTE, Jackie Chan. That's the stage I'll be broadcasting from. But I'll be at all the different events. I'll be backstage. You'll see me. I have a K100 Radio shirt on. Come up to me, hit me up, approach me. I'm very approachable. Let's talk some business. Let's see what's going on. Let's get this networking on. All right, so we want to remind you guys, this weekend we'll be all over the city for the A3C festivities. That's at A3C. We're an official sponsor, and we have a stage over there with SEC Hip Hop Concert Series on Friday at Scene City. So, other than that, no more.
Love that.
Yes. No more.
I mean, I don't rap, but why am I not on the K100 stage? Who do I need to talk to about this? Somebody's going to get fired next week.
Uh-oh. I will talk to the people that need to be talked to. And trust me, if the SEC is an all hip hop show. It's a backpackers type of show. You know what I'm saying? Like the concert series itself is normally with TKO, Mixtape Atlas. The stage that they do normally is like on some hip, real hip hop type stuff, or some beer and tacos type weirdest type crowd.
Right.
You know that crowd, that Trinidad crowd over there, them guys over there. I don't know what you call them. I call them beer and taco guys, whatever that means. I don't know who the fuck said that was good, but anyway. But that's what kind
of... I'll just say you're being a hater by default.
Yeah, why not? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, everybody else calls me one. Yeah, they do. No, seriously. But they do call me a hater, but I don't care. But for real, though, but the first, it's you, and it's a couple other people, a couple of the artists that we spin over here at K100 that we know that's special, that there's a great chance you guys are going to be the future of urban music. So when I am involved with something that's going to be doing R&B, trust and believe, your people will hear from my people. Okay?
Love that. Love the sound of that. You guys heard it. We have witnesses. So
yes.
If you try to go back on your word, I will bash you on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, please do. Please do. Keep me. I need the people to keep me 100. I need the people to keep me 100. Please keep me 100. And this interview, in case you're listening right now, you're catching the end of it, this will be on our website. It will be on our SoundCloud. We'll be tweeting Torica. She'll retweet tweets and all this stuff to let people hear it because it was a great interview. Had a lot of fun, so you guys
Thank
should
you.
Check this out. Yes, yes.
Thanks
yes.
for having me. It was a blast. Yes.
Absolutely. All right, back to the music. And just because you said Snoop gave you some advice, I'm going to play the Snoop Dogg and Eazy Brand New Star. It's a brand new day at K100 Radio. We've been chilling and chopping it up with Torica. Follow her at Torica. Go to the website. I am Torica.com. It's been great, man. I'm sick of being lonely, but it's a brand new start.
Uh-huh.
True. Turn up.
You are tuned to K-100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Torica. Torica.
Music. Keep it locked right here with K100 Radio.
Girl, it seems like you wine glass. With your fine ass, you fine as two grapes being stomped out by a giant cat. You the best dressed with your brush on, like your salad, no dress on. Take it to your favorite restaurant. Ask for the bread, then fuck in the restroom. They don't ask for a pass when your ass walks in my dress room. You the best guy, then I'm the best room. Wedding presents got my best man at the best buy, buying the best of fresh friends for the bedroom. I'ma buy a summer house in a rec room, in a car with no back seat and some leg room, and some strawberries, and some chocolate, in a fridge, and some broccoli. Cause I know you like vegetables, even though I don't. I won't say I won't eat it if you chef it. Fuck it, I'll hire a Jeffrey to get a beverage. If you should ever get parched, you feel like Ruby D to me. Great and powerful Ozzy. Who's behind the man behind the curtain? Foxy, coffee, brown as the bosom I flew in on. Nose round like the wheels that my rims spin on. Lips full like the light on the dash was flick on. The way that was on. Oh, and I forgot I'll take a microwave or oven. So we could kick the butler out and we could make a muffin. Maybe bake a dozen. My homeboy like your sister. Maybe they could bake some cousins. Ooh, isn't that sweet? You feel like Kool-Aid in a wine glass.
A big smile, I get mental flashbacks of your ass crack. Let me get back on track. You say I act like I don't miss you, that's because I don't act. But anyway, we could role play or get straight to it. Sorry, my mind in the gutter. Better yet, sewer. And when you say I love you, I stutter. I love you too. It's Wayne's world. She say, what is this world coming to? And she know me and whoever together. She hope we come loose. She told me that if she ain't the one, she gon' throw up the deuce. I laughed at her. We took a bath together and slashed each other. Then she got serious and said, Coon, I gotta ask you something. Do you really love me? I try to change the subject. So I say some crazy shit to her, like, what if you and I were just letters? That'd be unfortunate, we have to rob a fortune teller. That's why I think I love you. Fingers crossed in my pocket, okay, that's a dead subject. You bring it up, that's a zombie, you remind me of. My memory ain't what it used to be. She said she ain't tripping, I know. Because I move my feet and when she figure out that she been swindled, I'll be cleaning that love bird shit off of my window. I love you too.
This is not a love song. This is a you song.
How many times?
I just happen to love ya.
How many times can I
say it? This is not a love.
How many times I gotta say it for the count?
Straight for the summer, she gon' be straight for the summer, in shape for the summer.
Straight for the summer,
straight for the summer. Ass poking out, stomach poking in. Just got a new membership at the gym. Going hard all winter, just so she can be
straight for the summer.
Straight for the summer, in shape for the summer. She gon' be straight for the summer, in shape for the summer.
Straight for the summer,
straight for the summer. Ass poking out, stomach poking in. Just got a new membership at the gym, going hard all winter just so she can be.
Mom, what's the word though? Smee spits turco. Yes. Two straps showing no Urkel. Yes. Great files on his black purple. Keep a nice shake, number 8, 2 circles.
She in my vein like an IV. In that new thing, color high C. That's my boo thing, nigga, try me. Love to show a shoe game on the IG. I can't wait for the summer. Shit looking great for the summer. A Dykeman, a lot of cake in the summer. A Iron Man, Audi, y'all ate in the summer. Nah, broke, I got a live one. Always turned up a do or die one. Any bird that I had, she a fly one. Long fur, let it drag on the grass.
Straight for the summer. Straight for the summer. In shape for the summer. She gon' be straight for the summer. In shape for the summer. Straight for the summer. Straight for the summer. Ass poking out, stomach poking in. Just got a new membership at the gym. Going hard all winter just so she can be straight for the summer. Straight for the summer. In shape for the summer. She gon' be straight for the summer. In shape for the summer. Straight for the summer. Straight for the summer. Ass poking out, stomach poking in. Just got a new membership at the gym, going hard on it just so she can be.
Shorty so cold, she get hate for the summer. Tight sundress, look great for the summer. Looking ass niggas couldn't wait for the summer. Like, damn, girl, you gain a little weight for the summer. New bitches at the house renovate for the summer. All wanna say can't hate on the slumber. Hard, charted, shaped like a number. 8.458 for the summer. Get a nigga bitch hooked like bait for the summer. She ain't coming out, hibernate for the summer. Can't find these, they ain't coming out neither. Nigga, ain't no release date for the summer. Thirsty ass niggas, I ain't got nothing for ya. I'ma let your ass dehydrate for the summer. I fuck with my niggas, getting paper like printers, standing tall like sinners. Had to grind all winter to be
straight for the summer. Straight for the summer. In shape for the summer. She gon' be straight for the summer. In shape for the summer. Straight for the summer. Straight for the summer. Ass poking out, stomach poking in. Just got a new membership at the gym. Going hard on when it's just so she can be. Straight for the summer. Straight for the summer. Straight for the summer. In shape for the summer. She gon' be straight for the summer. In shape for the summer. Straight for the summer. Straight for the summer. Straight for the summer. Ass poking out, stomach poking in. Just got a new membership at the gym. Going hard on when it's just so she can be.
Oh! That's how you do that there. Zerd to make heads turn like who that there? VIP, whole team, my crew back there. We the best and you knew that there.
Straight for the summer. Straight for the summer. In shape for the summer. She gon' be straight for the summer. In shape for the summer. Straight for the summer. Straight for the summer. Ass poking out, stomach poking in. Just got a new membership at the gym. Going hard on when it's just so she can be.
Straight for the summer.
You are tuned to K-100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Yeah, it's your boy Glenwood Lalo, man, CEO Digimob Entertainment. We in the building with K-100 Radio, my man Blizzard, man. You know how we do, man. Still on papers. Let's go.
What do I do when I'm feeling so blue?
I feel I say too much at times. Damn, this is my diary. That's all I got. I remember mom slaving in the kitchen. Clean my room, go to school, never I envision. Baby dying in the schools, never I envision. Friends turning in the agency, I was committed. Trapping bill money, trying to pay the bills. Cutting sausage in my noodles, trying to make a meal. Standing on my own too, looking over hills. Streets like the lead, you can score it still. World corrupted, fans pulling deductions. Bitches with their assumptions, fiends feeding for substance. Being born into sin, we just trying to be something. Purpose for living life, if money not in the subject. Only me and my ego, and honestly, it's the toughest advice. Some niggas with bricks can't tell me y'all wasn't hopeless. Required to hold your head, cause weakness was not a virtue. Rapping about society, I'm just trying to be open.
Where words have failed me before.
Don't fail me now.
What do I do?